This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. And we have our wonderful friend Ed on the boards today. How you doing, Ed?
And a happy Friday to everybody.
Yeah, it's a happy Friday.
And on the board.
And on the board. And that voice you hear is my friend, attorney, elder care attorney, Sean Scott. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing? Joyful, everybody's doing good today, right?
Yeah, everything's
it's
great.
A beautiful day outside.
And Lynn's here. Yay!
Oh, excellent. Yay!
Because she kind of guest appearance these days, you know?
Guest starring. So,
I thought I might get a bigger following.
Yeah. They're like, we miss Lynn.
Yes,
So, as I say, Lynn is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic. So welcome today, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, because in the beginning I used to say sidekick, and you thought I was saying
psychic.
Yeah,
I can hear that, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
So are you psychic?
No.
But yeah, it's been a great week. I had the opportunity to be on Fox News this week, which is really cool, about my book, Good Night and God Bless, and caregiving, which is... always grateful to Fox News for supporting caregivers. That was really nice.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Really cool.
We'll watch the tape when we leave here.
Yes.
I taped it.
Well, now I saw this morning it's shared on Linda Hurtado has a book page.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
It's good?
Yeah, it's kind of weird when you're on, and then when you go home, you want to see yourself.
So Fox 13? WTVT? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
So, they're very supportive of caregivers. They're always supported to help promote the conferences, and when they have caregiver issues, lots of times they call me and say, can you speak on it, or you know somebody who can speak on it.
You're going to get knocked off my DVR because there's 15 of them in the same time slot.
So I showed you. That's 15 times I've been on Fox News.
I think they already started.
But you know what was really cool? In the support group this morning, we got a new person join the support group this morning, and because she saw the interview.
Oh, how good.
We went to the website and saw the support group and everything. So that was
like
absolutely
an immediate return kind of.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely fabulous.
Wow, really neat.
So I'm really happy about that. So one of the things we're going to talk about, first I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Sheila in St. Pete, Sabrina in Largo, and Jenny in Beverly Hills.
Welcome, ladies.
Like I always say, there's plenty of room around the caregiving table for more listeners, whether you listen on the radio, on YouTube, on Facebook, or wherever they'll take us, my website. We're just here to try to bring help and hope to the caregivers. So today we're going to talk about Super Patches. That's a company that I've been involved in for a while. And I have my friend Brenna calling in today. Do you have Brenna on the line?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, beautiful. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you guys?
We're fabulous. And you're coming to us from Canada?
Yes.
Are you still camping?
I am.
Good for you.
So we're at the campsite right now?
We're
right,
at the campsite.
Fire's going, got the coffee on. Yeah, maybe.
Yep.
Yes.
So what province are you from?
Alberta.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had a little Zoom call yesterday, and she was sitting outside the trailer, the camper, whatever you call them, I don't know. And it was very lovely. So I just met Brenna a couple of months ago when they had a Super Patch, I don't know what you call it, event in Orlando. And I've been involved with the company for a couple of years on different levels. And I've been on the Liberty Patch now for 3 years. And I was constantly in my life a tripper, always tripping. And of course, especially with the business I'm in now and aging, that's the scariest thing for me in the world. But since I've been wearing the patch, I don't trip anymore, and none of my toes or my shoes are scuffed up. So right there says to me, it's doing something to really help me. And now the company has come out with more research and other patches that specifically help other things. So Brenna, tell us how you got involved with the company.
So I found the products for, actually, it wasn't even for myself. It was for my best friend that had MS. And she could not walk a straight line. It was embarrassing. She was only 42 and walked almost like she was drunk due to the MS, and her feet were numb every day, and she said it was awful, and it felt like sandbags, walking on sandbags, and she literally had to use her pant leg to lift her legs up the stairs sometimes. And so I bought them for her, and within a day's time, her balance, she would walk just normal like anybody again. Wow. And got all her feeling back in her feet. So I knew I had to share with the world what this did, because I couldn't believe what happened to one of my good friends with her MS and struggling with her balance and stability issues.
You know, and once again, the most important thing to me is that it's drug-free.
Yes, drug-free. It is. So all it's doing is correcting your neurology.
So explain to our listeners a little bit of how it works.
Okay, so when you put the super patches on your skin, it's a vibro-tactile pattern that's just pressing on very specific neural points on the skin, triggering the brainstem, and your brainstem is responsible for your balance, stability, strength, mobility, flexibility, all those types of things, pain control, all those things. So when you put it on...
Yep.
So there's so many things your brainstem is responsible for. And what happens is it puts your brain back into a homeostasis state, which is a balanced state. So mm-hmm. with that, you get more balance, stability, range of motion, you know, strength. Your flexibility, strength, all those things. We're tested in, scientifically tested in athletic labs where the strength is proven. And once you, there is a test you can do with the neurotechnology and show you how much more balanced you are.
I just did it to Sean about 10 minutes ago.
Yes, I did my first patch today.
Yes, he just got patched for the first time today.
Did it blow your mind away?
It's blown. I can tell you right now, I can barely talk. So.
Stop. No, but it's true. It's fascinating. You know, I patched a couple of people this week, and every time you do it, they go, What? You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I've seen countless of times. I've been doing this for almost 7 years now, sharing this wonderful technology. And, you know, I've seen everything from seniors that have had strokes to just seniors that have lost their balance to people with Parkinson's or things like that. As we age, we lose balance as well. And I've seen it countless of times where they can just get up and walk. I have seniors that call me crying because they could only walk for 15 minutes a day and now they're walking for an hour. So it's really, truly life-changing and gives them back their quality of life, like instead of just sitting there.
Yeah, and sick. Because the whole thing is, you have to, I always tell my caregivers, you have to move to lube, and if you rest, you rust. And that's so true. But if someone is in pain, or if someone can't sleep, or if someone is having other issues, it's going to just, many times, just make them debilitated to just sit in that chair.
Yep, one thing leads to another.
Yeah,
exactly. You get that cascading effect. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I have several caregivers, even caregivers that have cerebral palsy children, and it helps them with their child, helps them with things like that too, like with themselves, with their strength, and helping their people as well.
Yeah.
Aside from the helping seniors or other people walk better, but it also helps the caregivers with all the things they have to do for their loved ones.
Yeah, I can remember one of my caregivers, this was about 2 years ago, and she started wearing the patch, and she takes care of her grandson who's confined to a wheelchair. And he's a teenager now, so he's a big boy now. Mm-hmm. And she actually has to lift him from the wheelchair to the commode, and she was like, oh my God, it was the first time it was easy for me to do. It was always like such a struggle, and he was heavy for me, and it was the first time. So just that alone.
Yes.
How much difference that can make.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I have one of my friends right now.
It gives strength back into both of them, right?
Yes. And one of my friends right now is actually testing the patches on her child that has ADHD. Let's talk about that a little bit.
ADHD, wow. I have several. So I have kids that are 12 and 14. So I'm in that realm of a lot of kids, too, that parents are struggling with crying, screaming, tantrum kids in the mornings to get them off to school. A lot of these kids can't stay in school from all, with ADHD comes a lot of like bursts, change is hard. So they're staying in the classroom more. They were 50%, 40% of the time. Now they're in their 90 to 100% of the time in a calm state. They're not throwing fits anymore. They can get off to school without fights in the morning. They're staying on task. Their grades are absolutely skyrocketing in class because they can sit there and focus and concentrate more.
Yeah. And they're not drugs.
Things like that.
And they're
it's
not
just
drugs.
Melding whole families together. They aren't drugs. It's amazing. And all it is a lot of us struggle with something that's just misfiring in our neurology, and this is correcting that. And it's absolutely amazing when you see a family, when you help someone with ADHD, for instance, say with a child or even just adults with ADHD, it's amazing how the whole family comes together and they're just more at peace in a calm state, being able yeah. to handle those struggles. It's absolutely amazing and puts me in happy tears all the time when mm-hmm. I do that with a family.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk a little yeah. bit about the Defend Patch.
The Defend Patch, wow. I have so many stories about that one. So that one's working on your immune system. So anything immune, and almost everything we struggle with is immune. So I have people that they are on high blood pressure meds. They put that patch on. Minutes later, they take their blood pressure again. It's dropped some people 6 to 20 decimals. I have people that have been on blood pressure meds for 20 years, and they've never seen their blood pressure in balance like that within minutes. I help people with that struggle with allergies. Their eyes are no longer dripping, watery. Just even a cold or flu, you start feeling better a lot quicker.
Yeah.
What it does to your blood and your cells is absolutely amazing.
And we have all those studies.
We have studies on them. Yes, we do, where they take blood, change it. And so when your blood and cells are flowing more freely, the prevention from disease or different things, or if you've already got one, it just gets better and better. I've seen people with Crohn's disease on that patch for 2 years, and it's absolutely reversed their Crohn's. Like, I don't like to claim that it cures, diagnose, right. all those things, but I've seen it with testimonials. I've seen it happen with people. I've seen people get off allergy meds every day. I've seen people with type 1 diabetes, their doctors are absolutely blown away at their blood work and how much better their blood sugar levels are and stuff. I've seen, countless of things. Yeah. But you know, when your cells are flowing freer, that helps with huge inflammation in your body.
And inflammation is the number one. Mm-hmm.
Inflammation, isn't it, causes a lot of things.
Yeah.
And over time, it gets worse and worse in our systems, right? So. Yeah.
Well, I feel like when I put the patch on, I'm like rebooting my brain. That's how I kind of explain it to people.
Well, that's exactly what you're doing. You know, I tell people the analogy of, you know, when your cell phone has too many apps on it and it's just laggish and slow and not yeah. working properly and you have to delete some things too. So when you put that technology on, the same thing happens with our neurology. Like, we're just slow, we're fatigued, either we could be struggling with brain fog, tiredness, energy levels are low, and when we have this tech on, it's like you deleted those apps off your phone, and you're just aware, more conscious, you have more energy. Your brain runs every organ in your body, so right. it's just making everything run that much better, quicker, and how it's supposed to be again. And over time, it just gets better and better and better. I know in my 40s I'm running further than I did when I was 25. I can run 10 kilometers a day, and I'm telling you, I had to quit my hairdressing career over back struggles, and since I've been on this tech, my back has not went out once since, and I lift weights again, I run, I coach sports, kids sports. It's incredible. I feel better in my 40s than I did in my 20s, we'll just say.
That's a good thing.
It is.
And let's talk about one of the biggest problems that I hear every day, sleep.
Sleep. That is a massive, massive, massive issue in this entire world. So we have the REM patch, which is absolutely amazing. So it just works strictly on your sleep networks. Like all these patches, we have patches for very specific ailments. So sleep, I've helped people get off sleep meds for 30 years. Whether you're struggling just to fall asleep with those racing thoughts, I know my kids and my kids' friends beg for them. You just put it on before you crawl into, right when you're crawling into bed, and within about 20 minutes, you just feel tired and you can just go to sleep peacefully. It gives you a longer REM and deep sleep, and that's when we get our recovery time, and a lot of us don't get that proper
proper sleep.
Quality of sleep.
Yep. Well, I love it because with your Fitbit, you can track it today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I see what happens when I wear the patch and when I don't.
Yes. And even when you wake up in the middle of the night, it helps you just go back to sleep that much better because it's helping you just keep those sleep networks at bay and so your serotonin levels aren't kicking in. You're all hyper again if you do get woken up. And you wake up feeling absolutely refreshed and rested in the mornings to take on the day. I know I've forgotten to put it on a couple times, and boy, I couldn't believe how I used to function, just kind of fatigued. And I can tell that patch gives me that good quality of sleep, and I get a proper REM and deep sleep. Yes, I do. I do take it off every morning just because, like, you're not going to pass out or feel laggish next day, but you'll be kind of sleepy, right? So, I do take it off every morning, but it's absolutely amazing, that sleep patch.
Yeah, they're all
for kids to seniors to people that struggle with sleep, people that have been on sleep meds for 30 years. I've gotten them off sleep meds.
That's crazy.
And they haven't had sleep. People with fibromyalgia, I know a lot of them struggle with sleep. I've gotten people off that. They actually feel rested, and their body's healing when they get that proper REM and deep sleep. That's where our recovery comes from. Just from the stressors of the day, just from injuries, all those things, they help recover those things when you're getting that proper REM and deep sleep.
And you know what I want to say to everybody that's listening? You're like, it kind of sounds a little witchy, sounds a little crazy.
Witchy.
my website is patchesheal.com. You can see more information there. But there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, right?
Yes, there is. We ask you try it for, give it a good solid 30 days. And if it didn't do anything, we give your money back. But we have a 1% return rate.
I've never...
No, me neither.
Me.
It's absolutely incredible. And like I said, we do a lot of brain mappings, and it shows the results people get and the actual changes in the brain.
Yeah. I saw some of those tests. I was like, oh my goodness. I know Terry did it, right?
Yes, he did. He was one of those old hockey players that got concussions after concussions. And, you know, back in the day, we didn't heal them long enough and he had a lot of concussion things showing up in his brain. And after 8 months on the tech, he had no signs of concussions left in his brain and neurology. And we did have a top world neurologist who actually invented the QEEG machine do a study for us. And 99.99% of the people were responsive to our tech and brain changes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Correcting it. And over life, our neurology gets compromised just due to
just
stress.
Life.
Drugs, life happens, alcohol, drugs, aging, our brain does deteriorate. And so,
well, it's a very busy machine. It has a lot of work to do.
All day long.
Yeah.
It never stops. So, it's amazing when we optimize our neurology is essentially what our tech is doing, how it helps so many things. And like I said, we have the Liberty Patch, so that's working on putting our brainstem back into, and then we have all those specific patches for very specific ailments. Focus, we have an addictions patch, a REM patch for sleep, the freedom patch for chronic pain. I've seen them putting that on cancer patients that are on morphine and stuff, and it's absolutely mind-blowing.
I was on a cruise with Jen, and there was a man who was in pain, and she gave him some patches, and then he was following her around the boat.
So I have an amazing testimonial to that. My daughter got her collarbone broke last fall in hockey, and she had to get a plate and 6 pins put in her collarbone, major surgery, and she asked for that pain patch over any of her pain meds. It helped her that much. So that speaks volumes to me.
Yeah.
That was amazing. She's 14. Kids don't, you know, kids don't lie. Kids will tell you. And she asked for that pain patch and told me it worked better than anything. And I just know the recovery time was much better than her taking those awful drugs to heal from that surgery. Yep.
Yeah. So, Britta, what's the last thing you want our caregivers to hear from you today?
Pardon me?
What's the last thing you want our caregivers to hear from you today?
I want to hear from you today. I could scream from the mountaintops or the hills that please just try this out. You'll be mind blown. Give it a 30-day trial. It's going to help you immensely. I just actually, you know, that takes my brain to the peace patch, and it works on your stress and anxiety networks. The peace you get just helping take care of people, it's very stressful.
Yeah.
It keeps you in a calm state, but please, please just try it out. Put the liberty on yourself as well as the...
Whatever
as well
the other
as the
one.
People yeah. you're looking after, you will be absolutely amazed. And like I said, if they can't do that balance test, if they're really unsturdy, I've helped people with walkers who could not stand up alone without three people around them to hold them up. I've watched them get up and walk out of their chair.
Yeah.
Stroke patients. I've helped severe cerebral palsy children. It's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So even if they can't, you can't balance test their natural balance state, if they're already compromised and you know they're off balance, just put that patch on them and watch. Watch the strength they have with their arms to even get up out of a wheelchair to help you, even just to get up and use that walker to get up and walk. I've seen it. I've seen stroke patients 20 years with a walker and absolutely walk away without it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us today, my friend. I appreciate you.
Thank you for hosting me. This was amazing, and I'm happy there.
All right. We'll talk soon.
There's a Facebook page, the Super Patch Testimonials. Everybody go join it. Have a look. See what the success stories are on there. There's lots of testimonials if you want to look more into it. And get in touch with Linda.
Thank you, my friend. Have a delicious day.
Thank you. You too, love.
Bye. Now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So seriously, look into those patches. You can go to my website, patchesheal, PATCHESHEAL.com. Sean, first of all, when you leave here today, you're going to give some free...
For packaging, go to my website.
Oh, yeah, it's Siri. You invited Siri. I love it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Siri.
Linny, learn your phone.
Yes, I know.
That's funny.
So, Sean, you have some seminars you've been doing. You got one
absolutely.
Coming up today.
I have a big passion to get the word out, so to speak, on the issues of that are relevant to caregivers, and this big issue about public benefits and how we can use those benefits to help pay for care in your house and an assisted living facility and even all the way up to a nursing home. And so that's a big deal on your caregiving journey. And I just have a passion for it. I've been doing it for 30-plus years, every month, speaking at local libraries and giving this out for just a free seminar, an hour to
because,
hour
you know, people, many people are afraid to approach an attorney to ask questions or whatever. Yeah. And you open those doors for them.
Well, it's a huge issue. I mean, to get up and then to go to an attorney's office. office. There's a lot of fear there. There's a fear for the cost, the time. You know, it's just it's like going to the dentist.
Stuff.
It's like going to the dentist. You know, you got to do it, but you really don't want to, right? So the idea with the seminar is it's a less invasive situation. You kind of come into this group area. It's at the local library, a place that you know.
You feel comfortable.
You feel comfortable. And you come in and we basically have a nice conversation, me and, you know, 10, 20, 30 people at the conference, not conference, but the seminar.
Right.
And it's a great way to learn. And you can ask questions and it doesn't cost you anything. And you walk out of there with greater insight.
And if anybody has a question, ask Sean right now. You can just call in to 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. So today you're at Largo.
So, yes, we're going to go to Largo Library today. And then I think we're going to be doing the Seminole Library.
Monday, July 10th.
Correct. And then Palm Harbor Library. So we kind of work our way north in Pinellas County.
Yeah.
So it's really good. And eventually, and I need your help on this, eventually we want to do these. I'm a pretty tacky guy, and you would think that I would be able to figure out how to do this online.
I'm learning. We'll do that.
So,
but yeah.
Like, well, we did the conference together, right?
Yeah.
And that was all done
virtually.
Zoom or something,
yeah.
Right?
Or something.
I know it was done with something.
You.
So, some technology. But we'd like to do it eventually, a virtual seminar where the people can not have to even get out of their house and just on their phone or their computer in their house.
And they can still ask a question?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
That's next. That's coming soon.
I think a lot of people are afraid of the cost.
Of course. Absolutely.
And I'm shocked when you say what it costs to get a will or that. It's not that exorbitant, but you're scared to call a lawyer and walk in the door.
Yeah,
and it's embarrassing.
There's a lot of barriers to the unknown, right? A lot of fear that's there.
Yeah.
I always think that I'm a pretty nice guy, and I don't instill fear.
You're not
intimidating. We were talking about big words earlier, remember?
Yeah.
You know, my vocabulary is exceptional. However,
I just need to
talk normal, plain English so that we can communicate and get this stuff through.
That's a big deal.
Nothing to fear. You know, something that I do that's almost not unheard of these days, in at least the practice of law that I'm in for sure, is that in order to encourage the client to be able to come and get over that barrier, I never charge them for that first consultation when they come to my office. And I've been practicing for 33 years. It's not like I just came out of the box.
Exactly.
There, okay.
You need to do that.
No, but it just offends me.
You want
me.
To do
yeah,
that.
I want to help people, right? And
right.
And I can help you in many ways, but I don't want that fear, that financial fear of, oh my God, I'm going to go talk to this guy and he's going to charge me a bunch of money and I'm not, you know.
Right.
No, come talk to me, let me see what the situation is. I'll tell you if there's a solution and then I'll tell you how much that solution's going to cost. But some of these things need to be done.
Yeah.
Remember the will thing that you were talking about? But a power of attorney thing. I mean, it's one of the most important documents you can have. And if you don't have it, you are so screwed.
I just met somebody yesterday who's in the industry.
Right.
And has some issues going on. And I said, so you have all your papers in order, right? No, nothing. Nothing. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's kind of...
You know, and he's like, I know I have to, and it's on my mind. I said, it'll be off your mind if you just do it.
Yeah, get her done, man. So, you know, so I do a lot of speaking, obviously, out in the community. And I routinely do speaking to groups of social workers. And so at one conference, there was 100 social workers in the room. And here I am talking about these kinds of things. And I asked them, I was like, okay, show of hands. How many of you guys have a power of attorney? And only half of the hands went up.
Yeah.
And these are people that are literally daily dealing with people in crisis and incapacitating situations where people have not able to function any longer. Yeah. I say have lost their mind, but you understand what I mean in that. And they're dealing in that every day, and they still don't have one for themselves.
Right.
It's crazy.
And what happens, especially when we're talking about costs and stuff, when you don't prepare?
Well, this is the problem, all right? So
then you're a mess.
Well, when we're talking about powers of attorney, since we're just going down that rabbit hole, I always talk about them as a spare key. And like for your house or for your car. So, you know, if you lock yourself out of your car and there are the keys sitting on the front seat or whatever, and you're locked out, well, that's a big hassle. But it's not a big hassle if you just go under the bumper to your little magnetic spare key holder, pull that thing out, boom, boom, you're in the car, nothing, it was no issue.
Right.
Well, that's your power of attorney. If you don't have that spare key. Now it's AAA, the locksmith, hours, it's hot. You know, your phone is sitting in the car next to your keys. Right. I mean, so.
You must have been traveling with me.
So without having that power of attorney, you now have to go through a fairly extensive court proceeding called a guardianship, which takes time and effort and a bunch of lawyers. And that costs a lot of money. And a power of attorney costs you $175.
Yeah.
Okay. Going through a guardianship, thousands of dollars. Right. And in my world, for example, when we do the Medicaid thing, if I don't have a power of attorney and I have to go through the guardianship process, that delays me in being able to qualify my client for benefits. And each month that we're waiting around for the guardianship to get done is another $12,000 in nursing home bills that have to be paid. So not only are we dealing with the lawyers and that expense, but I can't fix the problem until I get a guardian appointed. And that could take a couple of months, and that's $30,000 in nursing home bills.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
So, absolutely crazy.
Yeah. My son, when he turned 18, the week that he turned 18, because power of attorneys are not just for old people.
Right.
Okay. The week that he turned 18, I had him in the office and he was signing a power of attorney and a healthcare surrogate. He's 18. Why does he need a power of attorney? Well, because he's an adult now and he's breathing. And if he gets into an issue where he can't, a year within 12 months, he was going to Miami and he got in a horrible car accident. Somebody ran him off the road on 95. He woke up in the car upside down in the trees being cut out by a fire department.
Oh, my God.
And then was airlifted to Fort Pierce Emergency Room with a broken neck and a broken back. I'm in St. Petersburg. I'm his healthcare surrogate. Well, now I can speak on his behalf and talk about his treatment plan and what's going to happen. Mm. But without that piece of paper, there's a barrier to me being able to do that.
Yeah, so explain that. So
18 is 17, you would have been able to.
Correct, because I'm his parent. I'm always his parent, but I'm his parent that has the legal ability to act on his behalf.
Up until 18.
And now he's 18, and he's his own dude at that point.
18. Yeah, yeah.
21's for drinking, I keep telling you.
I know, it's crazy.
I never waited until I was 21.
It's crazy. But a listener sent in a question this week, and she said to me, she lives with her boyfriend.
Right.
The home is owned by her boyfriend and his nieces.
Mm-hmm.
I think like 50-50, because I think his mom left it to them. Or
right,
whatever.
Right. Makes sense.
Her boyfriend wants to hope that when he passes away that she gets to stay in the house until she dies. But they have to have documents in order for that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've seen this before, this type of a situation before. It's more common.
Are they married? No.
So,
And the nieces don't like her.
Right.
No.
Yeah, so
I'm just putting it out there.
No, that's a complication. So if he owns an interest in that house, right, and he can convey that interest in that house to her through his will, for example.
Right.
So when he would die, if he dies before her, then she and the nieces would own that house. And that would give her at least some semblance of control in that situation. Ultimately, when you own a home with somebody, it doesn't mean that it can't be sold, though.
Exactly.
There are ways to push that to make it so she's on tenuous ground. Be nicer to the nieces, maybe.
I don't know if they're around, but can he just put in his will that she get, even if she had to pay them rent, that she could live in that house?
He can only convey what he has, and so when he were to die, for
example,
he doesn't
have it.
She'd get his half if he put it in his will.
And then they could sell it.
They could force the sale of it. That usually doesn't happen because it's not really a great option necessarily, but technically it could be done. So when I jokingly say be nicer to the nieces, because at some point in time you and the nieces are going to own that house.
Right.
So, and it all depends. And at least in the worst case scenario, they begrudgingly agree to sell the home. At least she walks out with 50% of the proceeds.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't put that she gets. I think it's the nieces get the house. That's
well.
The
if
deal.
He doesn't do, if he doesn't give it to her in the will, then she's screwed.
And he can't.
Yeah, I mean that's my favorite word today. I think.
Yeah, but it's so. No. But this is stuff that people need to take into consideration because
well,
they just
course.
Figure it's going to be okay, or if he says so.
Yep. Yep.
You know, who cares what he says? So if nothing's in writing.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's you can find an unhappy outcome because he didn't take the time and effort to go see the lawyer I sit down for a 45-minute hour conference, draft a document, and get her done, and now you don't have to worry about it any longer. And that costs you $100.
Right.
I mean, come on, man. That's not, I mean,
I don't understand. I don't understand.
It's not going to break the bank. Yeah, when I do power of attorneys and healthcare surrogates and these wills and these kinds of things, you know, this is not how I'm going to be able to retire.
Right.
Got another job, do you?
Yeah, it's got to. Well, you know, it's almost like me doing a service for the community, that type of thing.
Well, it is.
You know, it's hard to keep, you know, five people, six people of your staff on online and, you know, all the expenses associated with what we do and on a $100 will. So, it seems like a lot of money, but it's hard to stay in business on a $100 will.
Especially go out to dinner today.
Like I used to say, that's a good bottle of wine. So, you know.
Oh my goodness.
That's funny.
All right. Now, and this isn't senior care, but this is another question that was sent in. Should a young couple that are getting married do documents then, legal documents? And what would you recommend?
I think regardless of whether you're getting married or not, if you're over 18 and breathing, you need these three fundamental things as far as in your life. You need to deal with the potential that you're going to die. Because you literally can die at any moment, not just, you may not live to a ripe old age. And then you need to make sure that you have a plan in place, that you have a backup person for your financial world and a backup person for your medical world.
And doesn't have to be the same person.
Doesn't have to be, no. Sometimes it's not.
That's Terry Schiavo.
Terry Schiavo is the poster child for why you need these documents.
Exactly.
You would never have known of Terry's name if she had a healthcare surrogate.
And she was young and they hadn't done it.
Yeah, because, you know, get around to it. So we do have a joke in the office, right, in order to encourage our clients to take action in the situation. We'll do your will for free. It's not going to cost you anything. That's a great deal. We all love free stuff. But there's one tiny little catch. You have to come see me the day before you die. Okay, so it's trying to make the point, and like incapacity is the same thing, come see me the day before you lose your mind. And we never know when these things can happen. You've heard my story walking across the street, you've heard that about 7 years ago. On a Saturday morning, just with a bunch of friends, I failed to look both ways, walked into the intersection, and got creamed by a truck. Literally got hit by a truck. So, you know, you've ever heard that expression? You know, you never know when you're going to get hit by a truck.
Yeah,
but you had your papers in order.
I did, actually. So the documents that I use for my clients, I obviously use for myself. And so my brother was able to slot in and talk to the neurosurgeon, make the life or death decision as to whether we go or no go for brain surgery and all the things that we had to do to, you know, get me back. And then while I was laid up, you know, in neurointensive care for 3 months, he was able to slot in and, you know, take care of all of my other financial things that needed to be done because he was my power of attorney. Now, without those documents, we would have to go this guardianship route and all this other thing. And, you know,
you don't have time to do that to make those medical decisions.
Yeah, it can get a little tricky. So why don't you just take a little bit of action?
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't hurt.
My sister says to me every week, I got to go get them done. And she's older than I am.
Right.
Got to go get them done. I said,
well, where does she live?
Fargo.
She's called your office.
Will she come in to see me in my office?
Well, she called you, but then nobody got back or something happened to her or something. But anyway.
Tell her I'll give her a free cup of coffee if she comes this time.
I'm like, and she's a coffee queen. But she does need to do it, and she knows it, but she puts it off and puts it off.
It takes a half hour. It takes an hour total time.
I'll have
to
take her by the hand.
Well, just think, God forbid, if something happened to her, how her daughter.
Take her to lunch.
Feel. You know, how are her daughter?
Swing by my office.
That's what I'll tell.
And in and out. And
yeah, because she wants to see you, but, you know, she called and I don't know, was it busy? Something. I tried.
Well, we do have a quality problem in the office. Our schedule can be a little tight sometimes, but I have staff that can also see her on that issue as well.
Yeah, but she was supposed to do it a year and a half ago. I'm sure you could have got her on the schedule.
Yeah. I'm not that poor.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're good, but
not that good.
somewhere in there.
That's funny.
Oh my goodness. All right, so I always have to talk to you about Medicaid planning.
Yes, I think it's a big thing.
You know, I think it's always important because we have a lot of regular listeners, but we have new listeners every week. And how important
Well, the idea here is, and you know, the Medicaid comes into play because of this issue of providing care for people, right? And hold on, it's just going to buzz if we don't turn that phone off. So the idea of caregiving, a lot of times when we're on that caregiving journey, right, and we're taking care of somebody, we're in the home, we're kind of doing right. what we need to do, and everything starts out fairly relatively easy.
Yeah.
But then as things progress and gets harder and more difficult, we're trying to augment the caregiver in order to make sure that he or she can continue to do that as long as they need and want to. And at some point in time, you graduate in the journey from home to maybe assisted living care. And then maybe if you continue in this linear fashion, you're going from assisted living into skilled nursing. And each time you kind of layer in another level of care, the cost of that caregiving or taking care of that person goes up exponentially.
Huge.
So in a nursing home setting in our community, it's $10,000 to $12,000 a month for skilled nursing care. $10,000 to $12,000 a month seems like a lot of money to me.
Yeah, okay. A little more than my Social Security.
So exactly. So it exceeds an individual's income almost every time, obviously. And how are they going to pay for the cost of that care? And this is a big problem. Now, what happens a lot in the uninitiated, people that don't know better, what happens in those situations, they just keep paying that bill.
Yeah.
And that negative cash flow in their situation will ultimately, and sometimes very quickly, result in no money in
right.
the bank.
Yeah,
and that is a that's an unhappy.
Who's going to take care of the caregiver when that other person?
Correct.
Goes?
And so, and if you're a husband and wife or spouse situation, then you know the wife is taking care of the husband, and he's got his own issues, and then he finally dies in the nursing home, and she has nothing left in the bank to take care of her as she grows older too. So there's a lot of reasons to do this. So how do you fix this problem? How do you add more money into the situation to pay for the cost of this care? And in my world, that answer is Medicaid with a D. And Medicaid comes in, and Medicaid will pay for all of the cost of care in that nursing home, minus worst case scenario, a contribution of the person's income. So if a person makes $1,000 a month in Social Security, they're single, they go into the nursing home, they're gonna pay $1,000 for their care, and Medicaid's going to make up all the difference. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's better than cool. That's absolutely amazing. Okay. The thing is, though, with Medicaid, it does have, unfortunately, certain financial requirements in order to be on this program. There's an asset and an income test. You have to have income within a certain amount, and your assets have to be below a certain number. My job is to make sure that you always pass those tests.
Right.
And qualify for benefits. We've been doing this for 33 years. I have 100% success rate. I've never missed in a 33
That's
years.
Wow.
Okay. So it's not a question of if I can fix this. I can
you
fix
can
it.
Fix it.
But I need, then one of the reasons why we do the seminars is that many people don't understand this. And
right.
They don't believe it. Or they say, oh no, I can't get on Medicaid because I can't have any money. I have to be dirt poor.
I have to spend all my money first.
No, the answer is no. Though we do have another little joke in the office, there is a solution to qualify for Medicaid benefits that you don't need somebody like me. We call it the do-nothing strategy.
Yeah.
If you do nothing except pay that nursing home every month, eventually you will qualify for Medicaid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. How much does that cost you? Everything.
Everything.
Correct. And so we don't think that's a good strategy.
No, and how important is it to do Medicaid playing with you, other than these people that say, oh.
No, I love this. That's such a good question.
Because they think, oh, that person is just a specialist in this.
Well,
maybe
there's things here.
You know,
first of all, not all lawyers are created equal.
Right.
And we are very much specialized in our own little world. We're like doctors. You wouldn't go to your cardiologist for a kidney issue.
Right.
Okay. You'd go to a urologist, right? And so we're very, very specialized in what we do. You know, don't come to me about your DUI. I know how to get one. I don't know how to get you off of one. Okay. So that's not my specialty. But there are guys that are really good at fixing that problem. If you're dealing with growing older, if you're looking at issues of caregiving and providing care and paying for that care, that's what I do, and that's what I've done for 33 years.
And it's all comprehensive.
Yes, I'm very, very comprehensive in our world. We definitely try to make sure that we help you out with other things, not just the legal stuff in my world. So here's one thing, though. When you talk about why should you go to an elder law attorney, there is another possible option for you to use, which I desperately want to discourage people from doing. So out there in the world, there's people called Medicaid planners. And so what they do is they come in and they're going to do what I do, in essence, right? This has been determined to be the practice of law, by the way. And
right.
So they're actually practicing law without a license. And you go out and you go to these people, and I love to they try to sell it like, you know, you don't have to go to an attorney. You can come to us to fix this problem.
For $10,000.
Yeah. And they're not any cheaper than I am.
Exactly.
They don't have the same education.
Right.
They don't have the same requirements for continuing legal education. They don't have the same
ethical
things.
And what happens if it doesn't
things.
Work out?
Yeah. Where are you going to?
Because I've heard that.
What's your recourse? Where
right.
are you going to go at that point in time? So it's just very, very frustrating. It's like, okay, you don't have to go to the doctor. I can take care of that for you. I'm a barber.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I know how to cut things. So why? I don't understand the attraction, because you're so afraid of going to a lawyer, or your fear, or why is that?
Well, I think
a good
even
option?
Some people think that lawyers don't do Medicaid planning, that you have to go to one of those people to do it.
I guess.
And
I could see that, yeah.
That's how I look at it. And then the thing is, too, with all those documents that have to be filled out for that,
right.
If you cross one T wrong, you're, you have 100% success rate.
Yes, and that's, and early on when I started practicing, I used to just kind of fix the problem for my client, and then I said, okay, now go apply. And then I did that for a little while. I was like, no, that's a really bad
that's
not idea.
That's
not working.
Not
so good at
it would end badly, because they would kind of drop the ball.
Sure.
So I was like, no, we don't do that anymore. So when we do a Medicaid plan for a client, qualify them for benefits, we take them all the way from the beginning of, hey, what's your problem, how to solve that problem, creating a plan, implementing the plan, and then finally pushing it the ball over the line, so to speak, and do the application for the client. They really don't have to do much except, kind of talk to us and give us data and information.
But you can fill out the forms much better than they can.
It's tricky. I can tell you, the Department of Children and Families, it's not...
That's tough.
It's not supposed to be adversarial, okay? But man, I tell you, not a day goes by in the office that I don't pass my staff and we like shake our heads and go, how does anybody do this?
Yeah.
Without somebody like us.
Yeah.
Because we've been on hold with the Department of Children and Families for over 8 hours.
Yeah.
I have my staff walking around on their cell phone with it on speakerphone because they don't want to miss the call.
That call.
And they're still trying to work and
that's
do things.
That's terrible.
It's unbelievable. It's the horror stories that are out there. Just tough, man. It's tough. So.
All right,
let us help you insulate you from that bureaucracy.
Yes, please do. And as soon as we come back from hearing from our sponsors, I'll tell you where you can find Sean.
Excellent.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears. Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
So, Sean, where can our listeners find you?
Well, we're overhauling our webpage right now, so we have kind of a placeholder up there. But flmedicaid.com is a really easy URL to put onto your computer. It has our contact information there. One of the cool things is there's a copy of my book available for free.
Yeah.
That you can download. You can buy it on Amazon for $20, or you can go to my website and download it for free, put it on your phone, your Kindle, your iPad, whatever you
know. You give a lot of stuff
and that
away.
Might just be a good start for them to think about it's what a, I need to yeah, look at before
easy,
I go to see
easy
you.
It's an easy read, and it's called The Plain English Guide. It's people have told me that it sounds just like me talking.
Well, you wrote it.
So, kind of funny.
And your phone number?
727-539-0181.
All right, it was lovely speaking with all of you today. Come back next week for another fabulous show. Check out Sean's website. You know, lindaburhans.com. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.